Bill Browder says the European Union shouldn't have to look far to find reasons to take action against the Kremlin over human rights. The Skripal poisoning, the downing of flight MH17, the imprisonment of Ukrainian filmmaker Oleg Sentsov, the annexation of Crimea. And yet, Browder notes, the EU doesn't have sanctions against human rights violators.
The EU has legislation for putting people responsible for chemical weapons on lists, people responsible for political invasions, but there doesn't exist people responsible for human rights violations. And as we know, we're living in a world of massive human rights violations taking place every day, everywhere.
Browder's Russian lawyer, Sergei Magnitsky, was beaten to death in 2009 in a Moscow prison where he'd been thrown while investigating authorities' involvement in a multi-million euro tax fraud. By 2012, Browder had shepherded through the Magnitsky Rule of Law Accountability Act in the U.S., which blacklisted Russian officials deemed responsible for Magnitsky's death, applying asset freezes and visa bans. That became the Global Magnitsky Act in 2016, expanding its reach to human rights offenders worldwide. The European Parliament approved a resolution in 2014 calling for the European Commission to create an EU version. Nothing happened. Browder says he was told EU High Representative Federica Mogherini was not in favor and that he'd have better luck lobbying individual countries. He says that was exasperating.
And to get anything happening in the EU, it requires power and leverage and force and shame to make things happen.
Helmut Scholz, a German member of the European Parliament from the Left Party, says he thinks Brussels should already have some shame about its own record on human rights. The lawmaker doesn't support sanctions as a way to change Russian behavior.
I don't think much of the fact that the European Union is showing off itself as the democracy teacher towards other countries, when we ourselves are not able to adhere to certain principles, values and standards.
Browder mounts similar criticism on that count, but it hasn't stopped him from trying. And it's paid off in a few countries. Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and the UK now have Magnitsky Acts. Browder believes several other countries are likely to follow. The U.S. government has weighed in on Browder's side, with State Department sanctions expert David Tesler urging the EU to adopt a Magnitsky Act as part of stepped-up efforts to combat what he calls a clear and present danger posed by the Kremlin.
Both our Russia Magnitsky and our Global Magnitsky Acts are very effective. They are both effective in targeting, respectively, human rights and corruption, exposing those actors that are involved and putting them on notice that they cannot, with impunity, continue that kind of behavior. We do think that it would be a powerful step for Europe to take.
Browder finally feels things may be moving forward, but not in exactly the direction he'd hoped. Later this month, the Dutch government will host talks with all EU governments, but on what it's terming a global human rights sanction regime, not an EU Magnitsky Act. Browder is incensed by that, calling it capitulation to Moscow.
It's like deleting Sakharov's name or Mandela's name because that like upset Russia or South Africa so much. I mean, it's ridiculous. Sergei Magnitsky's name is on six pieces of legislation. It's been his sacrifice, his murder, that led to this entire movement. And now what, the Dutch want to just delete it? That's just offensive.
This week he was in a special session at the Dutch Parliament appealing to keep Magnitsky's name on the proposal. Several lawmakers agreed to try. Despite all the setbacks over 9 years, not to mention threats to his personal safety such a campaign against the Kremlin entails, Browder remains undeterred.
I'm not going to live in fear. I will do what I can to protect myself, but I'm carrying on. And as aggressive as I can, I'm going to get justice for Sergei Magnitsky and make these people in Russia who participated in that crime and who participated in the cover-up pay dearly for what they did.
Terry Schultz, DW, Brussels.